721 at AM 1160, The Quest. I am thrilled to chat with my friend John Horton as he discusses how to get involved in parish ministry. John, tell us a little bit about your journey at your parish.
So I'm a member of Christ the King and have been there for a while. My wife and I, when she was with us, Judy and I got married there in 1975.
Wow.
So we've experienced numerous bishops, priests, various folks going in and out of that parish. It seems like Judy and I both felt there was a need to commit to something other than just participating in the Mass. Over time, we were both ministers of the host as well as the cup. In fact, for a couple of years, we managed the Habitat for Humanity in the parish, which turned out to be great fun. Back in those days, the Habitat strictly belonged to our parish, and Judy's idea was that we approach various ministries to pick a day in the Habitat piece to do. So we went to the folks involved with the various masses, and then they got involved with one. My favorite was the Spanish ministry, because they showed up, and of course, all these guys come, families, right? They come and pick up trucks. And that particular day, we were doing the roofing for Habitat. So we're up there trying to do what we do and sort of stumbling through the process. And they go back to their pickup trucks, grab the tools, come up there with the nail guns, and like the roof, everything we were supposed to do that day was done like by 10:30. We were finished. Wow. And we had to wait because that's the best day for food at Habitat. So you had to wait for them to show up with the food, which was absolutely magnificent. So that turned out well. And it was really great to see the families into those homes. I mean, they were just unbelievably appreciative of the fact that they were somehow able to get their hands on a house that they could own themselves.
So just to explain that, you would actually build a house from the ground up for these people. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it was fascinating. Over 7 weekends, I mean, we'd show up on day one, and basically you have a cement block foundation. You've got rough framing going across the top of that. We show up with a crew of people, and we put the plywood decking on top of that, and we deck the whole house that day. At the same time, there's a group of people back at the warehouse, and they're putting together the walls that go into the house. They show up at lunch. We all have lunch. And then in the afternoon, we take all those walls and put them up. So in one day, we have put in the decking and the framing for the house. And we did it over the course of 7 weekends. And Habitat, during the week, brings in the professional trades to do the plumbing and electrical and stuff like that. And so over the course of 7 weeks, including landscaping, we knocked that house out in 7-8 weeks.
Wow.
And Father Morrow, who you and I both know, was a big advocate of that. And he would, whatever neighborhood we were in, he would always wander around, meet the neighbors, whatnot. So
I see immediately, it sounds like you and your wife, when you got married back in 1975, pretty quickly you realized we need to kind of be on a mission together. Not just spectators, but actual participants. Is that what was sort of a fueling factor for your union and bringing you guys closer together?
Yes. Yeah. You know, there were various Bible studies on top of that that you would attend. And some were very confusing. Some were very enlightening. As you know, as you stumble through the Bible, certain things make sense. Certain things take quite a while to sort out.
What's so poignant is you sharing how simple it is for people to get involved, right? To kind of say yes to where God's calling and to not overthink it. Just show up, give it a try, and see how God uses you. And if it doesn't feel right, there's plenty of other ministries or things to potentially pivot to. One thing that I have grown super fond of and has really fueled my ability to serve, I believe it's a staple in my daily spiritual diet, is adoration. I see you in adoration quite a bit. What has that meant for you, and how does that continue to fuel your love of the Lord and desire to serve Him?
Yeah, the value of adoration is that it quiets the storm. It's taken me a while, but I have come to appreciate the value of the rosary. So this Earl, who's the guy who shares my time slot with me at 9 o'clock on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We both do the rosary and we both like lighting candles as well. But I just find that that rosary gets your brain in a place that separates you from the chaos that you live in. It's hard to miss. I work in sales, so I drive around quite a bit, and it's hard not to turn that dial on. Fortunately, I will say that I listen to The Quest. That's probably 80% of my radio consumption. I mean, I start out with Father Ricardo in the morning. And in fact, I start out with a sunrise morning show before I leave the house. So in and out of the course of the day, it's terrific. Nothing like a shot of Father Ricardo to get your day going.
Yeah. He's great. And thank you so much for listening. I'm extremely grateful that you're doubling our ratings. We're going to have to cut that from the interview. I don't think the board will appreciate that yet.
It's, you never know with smaller media.
Well, Jesus talks about leaving the 99 to catch one. And so it is very meaningful when someone says, we heard you today and it strengthened our faith. You want to touch a lot of people, but at the same time, it's really about sinking deep into someone's heart versus trying to superficially touch a lot of people. With everything that you've got going on and everything you've shared, is there a particular ministry or ministries in this season of life that really have meant a lot to you?
Yeah, well, I got involved with the Knights of Columbus quite a few years ago. It's worked out now. We were doing like fish fries this year. I think our head count was, some nights we're serving 350 people.
Wow.
And it's out of a limited kitchen. It's a catering kitchen, but we managed to serve quality food. You get the baked fish or you get the cod and it's fried. And we always bust the chops, because we have a kale salad.
Oh, and, fancy.
And that's a big deal because I've talked to other Knights of Columbus chapters and they don't have a kale salad. They might have bigger numbers than us, but they're missing out on the kale salad for sure. And then this last year, some guys dragged me into being an usher. The great thing about that is it anchors you to a specific mass. And now I'm at the 9 o'clock mass, which my wife and I did 25 years ago when we had younger children. And it's a great gift to be there because at the beginning of the mass, the service starts, and then they gather the children together in a group and have them go off in another area to get some religious education that maybe they're more comfortable to absorb. It's beautiful to see all those families in the parish, and I'm surprised, they're showing up with children that are 3 weeks old.
Wow.
Bringing them to church. And of course, at that age, that's a good time to bring them. Much tougher to work a 2-year-old through the mass than it is someone who's 3 weeks old. And the adoration I enjoy, and we're involved somewhat with the school to a certain degree with some scholarship stuff we do with the Knights. We're in pretty deep.
Right? Well, thank you for your service and just reminding us that no matter where people are in life, they can make a tremendous impact for God's kingdom. Sometimes we think that's reserved specifically for people in religious life or in clergy, but you are a beautiful reminder that it does not matter what season it is or what vocation it is, that God can use us in tremendous and magnificent ways. So thank you so much for giving us this interview and blessing us with your time.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, John, for that inspiring chat, reminding us that no matter what season it is, we can take a small step for Jesus and his kingdom at the parish level. And now back to the Sunrise Morning Show on AM 1160, The Quest.